Hello, and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in. The importance of a collaborative school culture. I frequently cause educators to explore the role of a collaborative culture by using some writings of Roland Barthes. And in his work, Barthes described four different kinds of teacher relationships that he found when he went into schools: parallel play, adversarial, congenial, and collegial. Parallel play connects with the early childhood educators out there who use that term to describe the actions of 2 and 3 year old children who play near each other, not with each other. If you find a 2 year old throwing sand into the face of another child and you go to scold the child, the child will quickly inform you that they didn't throw sand in anyone's face. They were simply making a sandstorm and somebody's face was in the way. Barthes identified that in many of our schools, teachers end up doing parallel play in that they teach near each other and not with each other. I recall being in a middle school where talking to the students, they complained that they had 4 or 5 major projects due all the same week. And when I sat down to speak to the team of teachers about it, the first teacher's response to me was, "Well, don't talk to me. I've only given one assignment." Parallel play. Barthes described adversarial as the fact that teachers tended not to be openly confrontational, but that they were adversarial with the withholding of information. I described the worst cases of adversarial for me show up in what I've frequently labeled as the hazing of new teachers. A new teacher will be struggling, not having necessary information, and there's a tendency to let other people, let other teachers struggle through that process. Kind of a sense, no one was there to help me, and I survived, I'll let that other person survive. Congenial rolls out in the sense that teachers tend to be friendly people and most schools tend to be friendly places to work. But when teachers are congenial, they're friendly, but they tend not to mix work with their friendship. My favorite example is that if you're pregnant, you want to be teaching in a elementary school because you're guaranteed to get the best baby shower ever. And if you're a man and you've had a baby shower, I can almost guarantee you were working in an elementary school. Stop down to the gym and talk with other men. You rarely find men who've had a baby shower. But if you're a man teaching in an elementary school, the chances are good. Teachers can be teaching next door to each other, know lots of things about each other's personal lives, but they haven't seen each other's lesson plans. They may not have looked at student work together. Now, a lot of what we're trying to do accomplish through professional learning communities today is to move teachers from that congenial to collegial. When teachers are collegial, teacher decision making is highly impacted by input from colleagues. So in a school that is collegial, grade 5 teachers would often be taking their student work to grade 6 teachers and asking for input on how close student performance and learning is coming to meet a standard that next grade level teacher works with. on a staff that was collegial, it would be common for a science teacher to take his or her students' writing to the English teacher and ask them for input on the kinds of feedback the science teacher is giving students about their writing. In a high school setting, you would constantly find teacher collegiality coming out of especially an advisor-advisee program, where if I was a teacher was struggling with a student, I would be quick to turn to my colleagues for input as to how they work with those students. My belief is that a school cannot create maximum student learning until it becomes collegial. So if you step into a leadership role as a school administrator, as a teacher leader, you need to be taking on that responsibility of building that collegial climate. I think one way to look at tackling that is to increase teachers knowing each other and increase the opportunities for teachers to see each other work. So I'd like to lay two strategies out here for that. The first, with knowing, is consider creating opportunities when the staff is together, whether it's just a faculty meeting or a professional development session. Consider constantly creating opportunities for teachers to be grouped with two or three colleagues, a changing group of two or three colleagues, and pose a question that gets teachers to talk about their beliefs and value systems. Question might be something like, what role do you think teacher relationships with students play in student learning? And how does your belief about that impact your teaching? And as teachers begin to hear the beliefs and values of their colleagues, they can align and build trust as a staff, knowing that we have some common set of beliefs and values that drive us. The second piece that I'd cause you to consider is using peer coaching to get teachers into each other's classrooms. Now, in many cases, when people move in that direction, teachers go in and observe other teachers to see what they can gain. What strategy did I see you using that I might want to bring into my own classroom? Not a bad start. But I believe we can take it a whole step further if we add to that component piece that if I come into your classroom, I owe you the opportunity to provide you with some feedback that you've requested. Every teacher has so many things going on in their classroom that there's always something someone else sees that you didn't pick up. And so if we can create this opportunity where teachers work together to contribute to each other's success, I believe it can assist us in building that collaborative culture. So as a leader, consider how you communicate to people within that school that the success of each and every student belongs to each and every staff member. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.